ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह आनंद गोविंद चिंतामणि प्रकर सुखा पृक्ष राक्षादिषु सुरवीर विपालयंत राक्षी सहस्र शत संग्रह सेयम गोविंद मारि पुरुषा अनंतमरविंदधराय दक्षावतं समचितं बुधसुन्दरं कमनीय विशेष शोभां गोविंद मारि पुरुषां आरोह चंद्र कर सत्वनमय वंशी रानंददं प्रणय केलि कलाभिलाषं श्यामं त्रिभंग दलितं नियता प्रकाशं गोविंद मारि पुरुषां बलानि अन्यादिनस्य सकलेन्द्रियवृद्धिमन्ति पाशन्ति पान्ति कवयन्ति चिरं रटन्ति आनन्दचिन्मयसभूतविग्रहस्य गोविन्दमारिपुरुषां भजामि आदैतमचुन्दमदानिमनं आयं पुराण पुरुषन्न वयोवनं च देवेषु दुर्लभमदुर्लभमात्मभक्तो गोविन्दमारि पुरुषां भजामि कान्तोऽस्तु कोटिशतवत्सर सम्प्रगम्यो आयोरदापि मनसो मुनिपुङ्गमानम् सोऽस्ति यत्र फलचिन्त्य विचिन्त्य तद्वे गोविन्दमारि पुरुषां भजामि ैतुन्द्रदन्दपूर्ति जलशक्तिरस्ति जगदन्तजयाय दन्त आनन्दरस परमानुजयन्दरस गोविन्दमारि पुरुषां भजामि यद्भावभावि तदियो मनुजस्य दैव सम्प्राप्यरूपमहिमाचनयानभूषा सुतयमेव निगमा प्रतिकर्तुमन्ति गोविन्दमारि पुरुषां भजामि आनन्दचिन्मयरसा प्रतिपादिताभि एव निजरूपतया नयामि गोलोक एव निरसाचमिवात्मभूतो गोविन्दमारि पुरुषां भजामि प्रेमग्रहाचुरितवाक्तिविवोचनेन सन्ता सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति श्यामसुन्दरमचिन्त्य गुणास्वरूपा गोविन्दमारि पुरुषाणि रामादिमूर्ति शुकलानि अनेन तिष्ठा ज्ञानावतारमकरो भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्णाक्षयं समभवत् परमा पुमन्यो गोविन्दमारि पुरुषां भजामि राज्याप्रभाप्रभवतो जगदन्तकोटि कोटिश्वशेषवसुरादि निबुद्धिभिः निष्कलमनन्तमशेषभूता गोविन्दमायि पुरुषाम् भजामि मायाधियस्य जगदण्डशतानि सूते वैकुण्ठतद्विषयवेदविताय दाना सत्त्वावलम्बि परतत्त्वमिषूरसत्त्वा गोविन्दमायि पुरुषाम् आनन्दचिन्मयरसात्मकयामनासु यातानिनां सति परां स्मरतां मुखेत्यायितेन भुवनानि दयाच रक्षा गोविन्दमादि पुरुषां रमां भजामि निजदान्नि तले च तस्य देवी महेश हरिदामसुतेषु तेषु एते प्रभावनिचयादिदर्शयेन गोविन्दमादि पुरुषामि सृष्टिस्थिति प्रभयचालनशक्त्येका ये भयस्य भुवनानि विभर्ति दुर्गा ईशानुरूपमपि यस्य च चेष्टते च गोविन्दमादि पुरुषां भजामि श्रीरङ्गकाय विधिकाय विशेषयोगा सञ्जायते न हि तदाकृतकस्ति हेतो शाम्भुतामपि तथा समुपैति काया गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् भजामि देवाशिवेव हि दशान्तरमाभ्युपेक्षा दीपायते विभृतहेतु समानधर्मा यथा गृहेव हि च विष्णुतया विभाति गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् भजामि प्राकारनाय भजते भजति स्म योगा ब्रह्मनन्द जगदन्द सलोमकूपा आधारशक्तिमवलम्ब्य परम समूर्ति गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् भजामि कनिष्वचितकालमतावलम्ब्या जीवन्ति रोमभिरजालगदन्ददाता विष्णुर्महान् स हृदयस्य कलाविशेषो गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् रमहां भजामि आत्माङ्गतश्मशकलेषु निजेषु तेजा श्रियं किरत्र कथयात्यपि कद्वद्र रामाय एष जगदण्डविधानकर्ता गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् रमहां भजामि यत्पादपादवयुगान्ति निधाय कुम्भा मन्त्रे प्रणाम समये च गणाधिराजा विघ्नान् विहन्तुमलमस्य जगत्त्रयस्य गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् रमहां भजामि आग्नेर्ममेकगणमाङ्गुमरुदिशश्च आयात्मनसि जगत्त्रयानि यस्मात् भवन्ति विभवन्ति विशन्ति यं च गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् भजामि राक्षाक्षुरेश सविता सकलायमाना राजा समस्त सुरमूर्तिरशेषतेजा रक्षाजयामनि संवृतकालचक्रो गोविन्दमादि पुरुषाम् भजामि।
Shuchihi, Say a few words in German for my German guests who will feel out if I don't address them and then speak in English. Also ganz herzlich willkommen an euch deutschsprachige Gäste, bekannt oder unbekannt. Wir werden jetzt eine traditionelle Einweihungszeremonie halten. Manchmal wird diese Zeremonie auch als Diksha-Zeremonie bezeichnet, als Zeremonie, wo eine zweite Geburt vermittelt wird, eine spirituelle Geburt. Ich möchte euch bitten, komplett diese Zeremonie mit einem gutwilligen Gemüt zuzusehen, also zu beobachten und eben ja, vielleicht auf die Geheimnisse einer alten spirituellen Kultur zu stoßen. Hare Krishna. So I must say I'm very, very happy to give this initiation ceremony. It is in two ways quite special. The first is obviously the one for Dave, Lord Nityan, on his appearance day. A day where we can connect with Lord Nityananda and pray for his mercy to give us spiritual strength. And another thing is something which I noticed with a certain smile. The last initiation ceremony I gave were mainly devotees and male devotees. And this initiation which I give due to the plan of Lord Krishna it's almost exclusively Matajis who are receiving the first initiation. It is very unusual, but very nice, because it is under Krishna's control that it came out like this. Now, another point I would like to make before I give my lecture is that many of you are sitting here. I know they are quiet. In Yugoslavian you say malo na vosni. I think you understand what it means. Please don't be nervous. It is not necessary. A natural feeling of anticipation is natural. How will it go and what will happen? I have heard so much about it. Please be conscious that as we are going through the ceremony, We are following a very ancient and powerful spiritual tradition, a very ancient and powerful spiritual practices, mantras for instance, and also a sacrifice where we invite Lord Vishnu to appear here in form of the fire amidst us. It's a ceremony which has gone on for many thousands upon thousands of years. A ceremony where devotees who are serious on their spiritual path enter the sacred space of this tradition, where they pray for the mercy of Krishna, the spiritual master, and where they also, give promises to Lord Krishna, promises to the spiritual master, and ultimately promises to themselves as well. I think this aspect of taking vows very much has to do with promises which one gives to himself. If, in other words, if I fail to do these promises, then it is me who is responsible, and me who also has to come to terms, and me who has to improve. This is, I feel, a very important thing. It's not that when we break the promises that we cheat some other person, Krishna or the spiritual master. No, we are doing harm to ourselves, which we don't wish to do. And if it happens, we have to praise the Lord Krishna. But we should go into the initiation fire with our greatest deepest desire, actually, to return to Krishna. Initiation is serious, but at the same time, as the word says, it's the beginning of a very serious journey. And we are not entering the initiation as perfect siddha purushas or purushinis. We are here to go a path of improvement, to go back home, back to Godhead. Alright, so I will now give a formal initiation lecture, as it is done in our tradition, and I try to do my best. I hope you still can listen attentively, because a long festival has gone by. I will make it not so complicated, but I hope relevant. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Prabhavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashadyare Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Doors in the Hare Krishna temple are always a place of great restlessness. So maybe Veerachandra, you can help the devotees to close the door after they enter. You see if you are all situated properly. Nice listening, nice view. I think some need to go very full at the door, but I think now everyone is there. So, Veerachandra, when someone comes, you have them to find their seat and the door for them to do peaceful entrance. That's good. We are giving these initiations in a certain tradition, and it is very important that we are aware of this tradition and link up to this tradition in order to get the help which any tradition can open, offer us a help, inspiration, protection. Our tradition is the Madhva Gaudiya Brahma, Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, as you all know. And our main, shape of the philosophy is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, who appeared 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu explains in a very, very important discussion that his main philosopher, Rupa Goswami, one of his main philosophers, how the process of initiation has to be understood. These are very known verses, but I want to quote them for you so that you can be enlightened and inspired. You can sing them along with me if you know the text. Brahmanna Brahmite Kruna Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prasadvai Bhakti Latavish. In this verse, two things will be described. The position of the living entity in this world as a cosmic wanderer, as a person who travels from incarnation to incarnation, and of the mercy of Krishna and the role of a spiritual master in this. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems. They go up, and some are going down to the lower planetary systems. We are, by the way, on the middle planetary system. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with the bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the kripa of devotional service. And the living entity sincerely cries out for the Lord, "My Lord, please help me." At that time, Krishna responds to this call by sending a bona fide devotee into the life of such a caller, such a living entity, who then begins to instruct and help the devotee to start his spiritual life and to do his spiritual life. At that time, a seed-giving process takes place. It's like the example that will be given here. Like a gardener puts a seed into the earth and cultivates it, the devotee receives the seed of devotional service from his spiritual master. And then he has to become a gardener himself. When you become, get a seed, you have to cultivate it. The responsibility lies on you. So initiation is really a two-way process. Something is coming from the spiritual master,
But it is expected that the work to cultivate your seat of devotion service is also there. The responsibility has to be carried. Yes. What exactly is the seat? An interesting question. Now, do we get a mango seed at initiation? Maybe from this plate I have my seeds and I distribute the seed. Is this a botanical affair? What is the seed which one is supposed to get by this, from the spiritual master? Do you think this is a good question? What exactly does one get? It is described, one gets a certain knowledge, and together with the knowledge, certain methods, or you could say practices, to practice spiritual life. This is what is given, and in our society, this has been given already before on some knowledge. We read so much knowledge in our trend books, and the methods are also more or less known. But at the initiation ceremony, an official bond is made so that this knowledge giving and practicing receives another dimension, a more sincere dimension, a more committed dimension. You have to commit yourself. The initiation means such a commitment to the knowledge and the practices which you have so far received and which will now begin to fructify with the additional help of this ceremony and this acceptance prior into the Sampradaya, into the line of teaching. Yeah. The initiation is a door opener to a new phase, and it is hopefully also a door closer to an old phase. Sometimes our devotees open the old doors again, this is known, and sometimes it's not altogether bad, but they look, what other sides do I have to purify in myself? But generally, we speak of a new beginning in spiritual life, which is also addressed with giving a new name. Nākaraṇa, it is called. The name-giving ceremony depicts that now this person, a new person, newborn. Yes, so we must become a gardener by taking this knowledge, the seed, and then applying the practices. Especially, it has been said, the regular hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna is the main practice and remains the main practice. It is to be practiced as the main focus of one's spiritual life. Really. Good. Name for your pleasure. When we want to cultivate the chanting of the holy name, there are a few considerations which you must know. What I'm telling you now is the seed giving process. I'm telling you some knowledge and the method. This is supposed to be done in the tradition. When you chant, you must think of the person whose name you chant. Not that we think of so many things while chanting, and afterwards find fault, oh, it did not work, the chanting. We have never chanted. When we have not thought of the person whose name we chant. If I call let us say Syamananda, today Syamananda is our priest. If I say, now Only if I say Shyamananda, how will we do the sacrifice? You would say yes, and give information, because now a communication has taken place. I have fixed my mind on the person whose name I call. When you want to make advancement in your chanting of rounds, you have to put your mind where your words are. Very important. You have to observe that you are attentive. And with this little sentence, you have to observe whether you are attentive. We are entering the second point. The chanting of the holy name will not work even if it's done for millions of lives, if it is done with offenses. These offenses mean or aparadas, or in Deutsch vergehen, start with inattention or pramada while chanting. Please, you're getting a very great gift today, but it will only work if you really work on your concentration, on your focusing. And that you, when you call Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You think what it means, and you lovingly explain the meaning to your mind. It means, my dear Lord Krishna. No, first it means, my dear Srimati Radharani, Hare Rama, Rama. My dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. Very important. Then only this will work. Otherwise, absent-minded chanting can be done for many lifetimes. But the fruit which you want to cultivate in the garden of your heart, the fruit of ecstatic love of God, will not come. Very important. There are other offenses to be avoided by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but because it is late, I will not talk about them. It is a practice in some of our temples to read these offenses every morning. I do not know how attentive the listeners are, but it is done because it is very, very important. Now, there is a statement in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described something which I want to really put into the minds of my audience today. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya spoke about the chanting by saying, Iva hoite sarva siddhi hoive savara sarva kshama bala ite vidina hiara. Ki bojan ki shayane ho, even shayane, kimva jagadane ahanisha, ahanisha chinta, chinta means previous glories, ahanisha chinta krishna palakavadana. All perfection comes from chanting the holy name. All is chant, there is no rule to follow. And then he says, whether you eat, whether you sleep, or whether you awake, or to think of Krishna, just chant, think of Krishna and chant his names night and day, Hare Krishna. What do you think when you hear this chant night and day? Oh no. Sometimes we must think of molding our lives so that we can be more spiritual. I don't think in the beginning we should imitate this exalted state, but when we are older and when we are ready to leave the world, it is very good to chant day and night at once only engagement. Then we will go for sure back to Krishna's self-constitution. The holy name is so powerful because it is identical with Krishna. And if you have realized this, you are a member of the Hare Krishna. Of the spirit of Hare Krishna movement. We have also aspects where we organize ourselves. But to realize Krishna is identical with this name, that to live that mystery in our lives is really a goal in our spiritual practice. It is said, however, that of Krishna's name and Krishna himself, Krishna's name is even more Milasi or merciful than Krishna. Listen to this quotation from Krishna Namakshakam, text 6. O holy name, you appear in two forms. Vacha, the deity form of the Supreme Lord, and Vachakam, your transcendental name. Of these two, we consider the form of holy syllables to be infinitely more compassionate than the form of the deity. Because if a person, having taken shelter of the deity form, commits aparad or offenses, the only recourse he has is to become the servant of the holy name and chant instantly Krishna, Govinda, and so on. But by your immeasurable transcendental potency, all his offenses disappear and he experiences uninterrupted joy, submerged in an ocean of ecstasy. In other words, if you commit offenses, then you have no chance to approach the deity, but the holy name is so merciful that if you just continue to chant, your offenses will go. This is also what the Padma Purana says. If you are an offensive person, just chant and they will go. The obstacles will leave you and you will become very happy. Sometimes devotees ask, I want to chant with quality. Can you please talk about quality? If you really want to know what is quality, I want to quote to you an article which I just read from Srila Prabhupada. Later I will invite all of those who have been initiated to Karuna Bhavan to tell you where this article can be found. I have some other purpose in mind to give something which will not be given there. The quality of chanting Hare Krishna is that you come to a stage where you really don't want to stop. Then you know your chanting has some quality. The example often given is Haridas Thakur, who after chanting a whole day and night said, oh, it's already morning? Why? I just started to chant. This means obviously that you have love. Like Krishna says, like Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna, without or Govinda, without you, the whole world is vacant. It is empty. There is nothing there. That means he is only interested really in Krishna. And that's his mood. It means a relationship of love. When someone is in love, he's really only interested about this one person. He's in love with him. The love of Godhead means also, if you are not there, the whole world is empty for me. Or if you are there, I may have nothing, but I have everything. This is the mood which we wish to cultivate in Krishna consciousness. It is to be conscious of Krishna always. Yes. When does this quality come into our hearts? Well, it depends how serious you are to avoid the offenses and to cultivate those things which are positive for the chanting of the holy name. then this quality will appear to you and you will immediately know, wow, I have taste, I have a ruchi, wonderful. You will know it as much as you know the satisfaction which comes when you eat. No one has to tell you, now you are satisfied, Govindananda. Now you are satisfied, Bhakti Nivedita. You know yourself. So, Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful thing. It is a science. It can work, but it will certainly work for all the devotees. It's the everlasting promise of the Sampradaya. I must tell you some personal words. I'm totally convinced of this. It's just so wonderful. Just start the mind into chanting. It's so wonderful. Then when you make a sincere effort to do this, you will also see, like a person who has taken a nice meal and is so satisfied, you will see, I don't eat anything else and you are totally satisfied. At that time you will have no difficulties to follow your initiation vows because you only want Krishna and nothing else. But if the spiritual strength is not there and it is missing, you become hungry for the world again. Then sometimes the influence of the world will come upon us as we come closer to it again. So today we do not only give first initiation but also second initiation to devotees. I think the Vlaga devotees are totally in ecstasy because these two devotees are known as servants of many young devotees in Vlaga. They take care of the Sangha program and taking this care of another day. Alright, so this was my little talk. I hope it was inspiring. And I also look forward to
it. Was a long time. This was festival of Pandas.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Shri Gauri Jai ki
jai.
Nityananda Ram ki
jai,
Premananda
ki jai.
Please continue on Paramahansa. Now I want to request you to take your seats as previously mentioned.
Most enjoyed by the visitors.
What will be the new name? And so on. And I want to say a word to all of you. Please give those who are taking the initiation all your best wishes. It should come from the heart. If you have a good time in your life, give them all. Yes, we want that you are successful in this spiritual life. We must support you, and so on. Es ist mir auch eine große Freude, zwei Eltern von einem jungen Devotee zu begrüßen. Das ist Organica und Susanne wird hier auch irgendwo sein. Susanne, gut. Herzlich willkommen. Es ist bestimmt für euch auch ein schöner Augenblick im Leben, ein bisschen ein kribbeliger Augenblick, also schön. We have two parents of one devotee. This is very important, or very good that the parents are there. Ranika and Susanne are here. So we are very blessed by their association. Mm-hmm. So now, what we will do now is, you will please come forward from here, you will please pay your obeisances to the Prabhupada, your spiritual master, to Lala Madanna, it's the ideal position here, that's why we're sitting here. And then I will request you for your sacred vows, and
Yes, and then I have to give you your deeds and your new name.
That's position for
okay, the first devotee will be Bhakti Anita from Italy. She is already transcendental. Yes, forgotten her own identity even before the violence. Very auspicious. So your name is the best name. Your name is Ayataksi Devidasi. Original Ayataksi. Ayataksi is the name of Srimati Radharani, who is Takshi means eyes or vision. She has very wide vision, and in her wide big eyes there's always Lord Krishna. So this is a very nice. May Lord Krishna always be in your vision, Ayataksi. Then you will be very happy. Our next devotee is also a wonderful devotee. I so much wish that all her friends from India would be here. It is Shashika Mataji. Please come, Shashika. Four rules and regulations. How many rounds do you attend each day? Wonderful. Your name is also the best name. Sachi Devi Dasi. Shashika, you have all heard her singing and gladdening our festival. At this time I also want to tell you of her very nice husband who likes to serve devotees very much, with her little son Damodar. Yes, we want to pray them today also and congratulate them for the wonderful mother and marriage partner. Sachi is of course the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very, very powerful spiritual name also for those who have it and who are called like this, because there is such an intimate relationship between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mother Sachi. A very close relationship, and therefore it is a very, very powerful name. So we wish Sachi Devi Dasi all the best in her spiritual life.
Hari Bol!
The next devotee is most probably the devotee who is most relieved today. It is Bhakti Dolores. Name is also the best name. Dheera Mati Devi Dasi. Is also a name of Srimati Radharani. Veera means totally undisturbed, and Mati means the consciousness is totally undisturbed because she is fixed on Krishna. That means she is very grave. And I don't know, when I thought of the means of Dolores, because Bhakti Dolores is also, how I should say this name, Dheeramati is so grave, she should be the servant of the most grave person, Srimati Radharani. So Dheeramati is a, yes, there is no other name, it is this name only. Hare Krishna. The next devotee is Bhakti Yagoda. Your name is Janava Devi Dasi. I think we know Janava is the dear beloved associate and wife of Lord Nityananda. So this is a good fit for the day and fit for your personality. Hare Krishna. Our next devotee, I must tell you the story of this devotee.
This devotee I saw the first time when she was just so small, just really so small, or maybe so small. She's also here with her wonderful sister, Marisha, who's there. And I used to be the guest at the house of their family. There's a very nice son there, Frankie, the modern man. And I remember I was passing the door. This is the memory which I have. And there were these two little girls. They looked at me with very big eyes. They just, whenever I passed the door, there was the Kinderzimmer, children's room. I remember they were there, and they looked only if it was late and they were sleeping. But otherwise, they were always looking. What wonderful personality. And they look like they look now, little angels. then both of them came independent. The parents, of course, always wish that they experience a life. The children have to develop on their own, have to make their own decision on the stage. So when they were young teenagers, and had experienced maybe a little of the world, but they made the decision to come to the project, and listened and all, had their notebooks and so on, and became just very, very serious devotees. Each one. Today, one of them has taken the sacred initiation vows, which is Sita. Please come here, Sita.
The camera is ready. Yeah. And the video is ready.
Hare Bol.
Your name is also the best name.
So nice, so ecstatic. Don't faint when you hear it. It's Shyama Jivani Devi Dan. Jivani is of course Krishna, and Jivani is someone who brings life to Krishna. Jivani means life. So I think Lord Krishna has always been very satisfied by our Shyama Jivani Devidasi. Therefore it's the only possible name. Hare Krishna. Anyone who says this name, Shyama Jivani, will almost faint in ecstasy. So wonderful. Hare Krishna. Okay. Next devotee is Bhakti Nidhita. Name I know, but the meaning I have to read again. Okay.
Bhakti Gita. What are the four rules and regulations, please?
Your name is also the name of Radha.
Ekam Gini Devi Dasi. Ekam Gini means she whose love is one-sided in selflessness, so selfless, and her love is so much pointed on Lord Krishna. But Ekambini is also a wonderful mother. If we ever have to take birth again, take it in her family, if she's still around. So, yes. I only know one child, so lively. Yeah. A very nice boy. And she has taken so nice care of us. She is with other devotees from the Rananda, so on arranged our retreat in Goa, maybe the chant. Ekami Ni, wonderful name, no? Ekami Ni. We wish you all the best and all the Vaishnavas. Please shout in happiness. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Next devotee is Bhakti Katya from. Yes. Happy Bhakti Katya. Thank you very much. What are the your name is also a name of Srimati Radharani. Punya Biharini Devi Dasi. Those who are related in some ways with me know Shishilara Kunya Bihari. And Kunya Bihari is Krishna, Kunya Biharini is Srimati Radhika. So, very nice name. So, welcome to that. That's a very nice devotee. Let us all again wish 1 time, 2 years old, good to do 2 times. I wish all the best for Kunya Biharini. Hi, Mom! Kunya Biharini is studying architecture, so maybe she wants to build some nice groups in Vrindavan. helps very much in the Vrindavan temple. Our next devotee is Mirjana. Thank you very much, Mirjana.
Nirgana is both a doctor and a mother. Her two children are very beautiful.
Yes, Vrida Vineshwari is one child, and the other is Mirna. Good.
And both of them are married with devotees. Both of them are devotees, mothers of devotees. Success of the mustache. Vidyana is working as a doctor.
What are the four rules and regulations, please?
Very much. Your name is Mani Manjari Devi. The spiritual identity of Srinivasacharya, a very, very important preacher, Mahaprabhu's movement, who was forming the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. There are many stories how he goes into his eternal identity as Mani Manjari and serves the divine couple in Vrindavan. So this is very, very good. We wish you all the best, Mani Manjari. Mani Manjari, whenever she has no doctor work, she is at the Holy Dharma. She is sometimes a year. Last devotee, wonderful Vaishnavi also, is Bhakti Anita from Dhaka. Please come. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Your name is the best name also. Anandini Devi Dasi. Jetzt ist fertig, du kannst jetzt machen, was du willst. Natürlich wäre es gut, wenn die Devis noch offen bleiben, aber wenn man das so macht, wie das jetzt so man hat. So, yes, Anandini, Devidasi Anandini is könnte man es jetzt nicht mit der Decke machen? Ist doch viel schöner. Ja, wir haben ja einmal so. Ja. Ja. Anandini is the name of Lord Krishna's fruit. And it also means, it's the name of Srimati Radharani as well, which means full of bliss. Ananda. Anandini, full of bliss. So you are, I think this is the best. That's the name for the end, full of bliss. May you always be full of transcendental happiness in Krishna consciousness. Let us wish Anandini all the best from the depths of our hearts. I will post this here. But then you come to the Karuna Bhavan after this. I have another separate sheet where you can note down your what is your names. What is your name? So that you, in the beginning of the year. So, you know, it will be a little unusual to not sign any longer with so and so, but with all these transcendental ecstatic names. Ayatachi, Sachi Devi, Hiramati, Yamava, Shyama Jivani, Ekangini, Punya Viharini, Mani Manjari, and Anandini. So it's definitely, I could make a mantra of this. Okay, so all the best, really, all the best. Now it's the beginning, the road to go, but it's the most ecstatic road if you take it with proper sincerity and proper knowledge. So now we will have our excellent Pujari again.
By inviting Krishna to appear and to accept our offerings, and by worshipping him. To begin the ceremony, I will chant invocations and auspicious mantras, and then I will address the deities to tell them about the sacrifice we're going to celebrate. And later on we'll then all together we'll offer grains and ghee into the fire. Sacred fire. Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavahai. Tejasvi navaditam astumam vidvisavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Asya kamana punyaham bhavantu bhruvantu. Om punyaham, om punyaham, om punyaham. Asya kamana svasti bhavantu bhavintu ayushmate svasti. Om svasti, om svasti, om svasti. Asya kamana ridhim bhavantu bhruvantu. Om ridyatam, om ridyatam, om ridyatam. Om svastino govinda, svastino chutananto, svastino vasudeva vishnur datu, svastino narayana naravai, svastina patmanava purushottama datu, svastino vishvakshena vishveshvara, svastino vishikesho hari datu, svastino vainoteya hari, svastino janasuto hanur, bhagavato dadatu, svasti svasti sumangalai, kesha mahan shri krishna satchit anandagana sareshwareshwaro dadatu, karotu svasti me krishna, sarvalokeshwareshwara, krishna dayashtakurvantu svasti me lokapavana, Krishna Mamaya Vasarvatra Svasti Kuryashriyasamam Tatayvaja Sadakarshni Sarva Vigna Vinashana Om Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Vishnur Om Tat Sat Madhava Mase Gaura Pakshe Jayo Dashitito Achyuta Gotra Shyamananda Dasa Sri Krishna Prityartha Upanayanam Samskara Karamaham Karishyami Yad Jagato Duram Udaiti Daivam Tat Usutasya Tadaivaiti Durangamam Jyotisham Jyotirekam Tanmimana Shiva Sankalpamastu.
So now I will
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, offering of praise. Most of you might know me, I'm taking these three fingers, a little bit between these three fingers, and then after we have chanted the mantra, word by word repeated, then when we chant Baha, each time we chant Baha, we throw some praise.
Vishnu Padaya,
Vishnu Padaya.